Welcome to day 3 of the Procrastination Breakthrough Challenge. I'm so excited you're here and we're getting to spend 21 days together as you break through your procrastination block. Before we dive into this training, let me spend a minute celebrating you for your courageous investment of time and money in this challenge. It is not something to underestimate the importance of this work that you are doing. On the other side of this block is the person that you know you're meant to be. And that's work that anybody could do, but it's not work that everybody would do. It's work that you are doing. And I really want to honour you for that. This week is all about seeing your procrastination block. Maybe you're aware of it already. Maybe you have a hunch. Maybe you are still totally in the dark. But the activity homework that we have for this week will help you to shine a light on it. Because as you were growing up, people in your life told you things and your brain stored this away as data. And you have been running this data, these programs, for your life. And what that means is that when a situation comes up, maybe sometimes you find yourself freezing, feeling like you can't move forward, and you start calling it procrastination. Maybe you respond like a baby to a situation. Maybe you notice other people doing this. And all that's happening is a habit pattern that the brain has stored away, fired and wired in the neurons, starts to act out, and then you get that same result over and over again. So what we're doing this week by observing ourselves is we are noticing when the desire to procrastinate happens. We're noticing what triggers it. We're noticing what we say about ourselves. We're noticing who we blame, and we're noticing how we feel about ourselves, and we're noticing the situation. And the easiest way to do this is by tracking your time for 7 days, because there will be points in time, points in your day, when these habits just start to run on autopilot. And it's only in the data that your time audit contains that you will be able to spot these habits and these routines. So follow the steps for how to do the time tracking in the training. And if you have any questions, let me know. You can either drop the questions in the WhatsApp group, or you can email orders@successbydesigntraining.com and we can talk it through. But what you're doing is taking action step by step, day by day. And you're remembering it's your life, it's your time. You also have this WhatsApp accountability group where you can share what's going on for you. And remember the great work of Brené Brown: vulnerability creates connection. So you will inspire somebody else to share by you sharing. And your question might be the question that they needed to ask as well, but didn't feel comfortable or ready to do it. So you be the courage that somebody else might need, and that will inspire others to be the courage that maybe you need. Or it might inspire them to share something that's the answer that you need. Because this is what happens with a group and with group training. We are all here together for a reason. There is no coincidence. So any questions, reach out. Any questions, put them in the group. And I can't wait to see what happens for you. I can't wait to meet up again in a few days for our session 2 training, where all of this data that you have gathered is going to start becoming so useful as you continue on your journey of research. Because in our next session, we're going to talk about what procrastination's actually costing you. But you are only going to know that by observing when you're procrastinating, so that then you'll be able to see what the cost of that procrastination is. I can't wait to see you in the WhatsApp group. I can't wait to see you in the live training. So until next time, stay safe, stay well, and remember, it's your time.